Resuming our more traditional features, we have an interview with pop sensation Mika.
Mika, real name Michael Holbrook Penniman, is the latest greatest thing in pop music. His first single, Grace Kelly, has taken the charts by storm, as has his debut album, Life in Cartoon Motion, which was released this year by Island Universal. Mika defines his style as psychobabble, hyperactive songwriter music. It's kind of a one-man band, schizophrenic pop attack. While others see his camp operatic image as being reminiscent of Freddie Mercury and Queen. And just as Freddie Mercury, real name Farouk Bulsara, was born in Zanzibar, Mika likewise moved to London from another culture, as he explains in this interview.
I was born in Beirut in 1983, and because of the war, we had to evacuate to Paris, where I lived for about 8 years. And then I moved over to London, and I've been there ever since. So London is kind of home, but my mother is Lebanese and my father's American, so I'm a bit of a mutt, quite frankly.
And it would appear that he got into music in order to take his mind off other things.
I always had this fascination with melody from a very early age, I mean, when I was a child. But I don't know when it became kind of special. I kind of fell into it, because when I moved over from France over to the UK, I had a really hard time at school in London, and I had a lot of learning disabilities, which I still do. I still have them now, but it just kind of got really bad. So I was having a lot of trouble with kids at school. And at the same time, because of my learning disabilities, the teachers started to turn against me. So it kind of just got worse and worse. And I got to a point where I didn't really know how to read and write. And I stopped talking for a while. So I was pulled out of school and I didn't go to school for about 7 months. And that's when I started learning how to sing with my Russian singing teacher, who's called Alla Ardikov. And she would train me up. She trained me up classically as a treble, boy soprano. And I got very good very quickly because her training was almost like athletic. I mean, each of my lessons were 2 hours long. I had them twice a week, and every day I had to train a couple hours on my own. So I got good quickly, and my first ever gig was in the course of a Strauss opera, Die Frau ohne Schatten, at the Royal Opera House, strangely enough. And it just kind of went on from there. It got me out of school, which I loved, because school was horrible. It also, you know, it was a world that I really attached myself to, because I was treated with respect. I was treated like an adult. I had a job. I had something to prove. If I messed up, it wasn't like handing in late homework. It was just, you know, I was only as good as my last performance. So it meant everything to me. It became my life. And school became just some kind of odd little thing that I had to get through in order to satisfy my legal and parental requirements. So I just kind of, you know, kept going.
And like Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, Mika went on to study at the famous LSE after leaving school.
Fast forward a few years, I end up going to the London School of Economics to study geography, but I lasted one day. I lasted one day and walked out in the afternoon, and 2 weeks later got myself into the Royal College of Music in London, where I studied opera, and I was there for a couple of years. It's strange to think that as I was developing my pop songwriting and my pop records for many, many years and getting a lot of doors slammed in my face, you know, only about a year and a bit ago, I was sitting at the Royal College of Music in South Kensington in London, studying Goethe and Brahms and Schubert and, you know, other type of Lied.